Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk Radio and tuning in with us, which is what we do here all the time. Tune in, and hopefully you are too.
Well, this year we hope you are tuning in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday to Conscious Talk right here at KKNW, 1150 AM on your dial. Tell your friends and also remind them, streaming and podcasting, it's all available. And we also bring you deals, things that are happening around our town, and specials by sponsors, that kind of a thing. So one of them I just want to remind you is Plus CBD oil. You know, the only scientifically backed and tested CBD oil, hemp-based CBD oil. And they have a great deal right now, 20% off. So if you go to pluscbdoil.com and put in talk at the coupon at your checkout, T-A-L-K, you'll get 20% off.
It's a great deal, so don't miss out on that, folks.
Yeah, really great deals. Well, also, for all of you that are familiar with Power PH, here is a great deal. If you go to powerph.com, you can get 15% off now until the end of February. It's kind of a Valentine's Day thing. You know, it is good for your heart, good for your veins to be, to get rid of that excess acid in your body. And we don't mean in your stomach. So if you go to powersofph.com, when you buy Power PH at the checkout, if you put ALKA, A-L-K-A, you can get 15% off. So Powers of PH, put ALKA in as your coupon code, and 15% off.
Yeah, don't forget pluscbdoil.com for 20% off the most tested and regulated CBD oil in the country, and then 15% off Powers of PH, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So, you know, when it comes to down-to-earth spirituality, we found no one better than Dr. Devana Vedrí. And when it comes to important topics, nothing is more important than love. We'll discuss love as the big mover in our lives, especially when it comes to our battle with our minds. Dr. Devana Vedrí joins us next. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. Again, this year, we're making a difference because we bring to you the very best people we know of, people that are making a positive change in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing. They're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, for years, you know, we've been checking in with our mentor, Dr. Devana Vedrí, for all sorts of advice. But basically, what we're talking about is down-to-earth spirituality, how to bring those concepts into our lives so that they're actually useful, and of course so that we can understand them, mm-hmm. how we really work. We've been discussing for years how our inner landscape projects onto our outer world, and today's no different. We have Devana with us. Devana, welcome back.
Hello.
Hello, and happy new year to you, Devana, even though it's
yes.
a little later in the month. But yes, it is a new year. And we really are excited about what we're going to be discussing with you today, which is love, the big mover. Love that. Rob thought the big mover was?
What, United?
United.
Somebody, you know,
no.
I know.
Kidding.
Always a sense of humor.
Kidding,
you know?
Kidding. But why love, and why you call it the big mover?
Because no matter what we do, where we go, what is going to make the change is going to be love. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what situation we find ourselves in, what opportunity we find ourselves with, it's going to be that place within us where we can embrace it, let it go, surrender it, find compassion. Those are aspects and actions of love mm-hmm. for ourselves, for our planet, for the collective. And so when you look at it and you feel into it, love is all about change. And so often, especially with the new energies that are available right now, more than ever, if we can open ourselves to being more in alignment with that loving place within us. And one of the challenges and gifts of this timing is that we can really just take everything that we've ever known and we can just let it go and let a new framework for what is love be built for us to, in essence, think of it as up-leveling mm-hmm. our understanding and deepening our way to be with and to live in a conscious, loving way.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Devon, I think the timing of this is just so perfect with what's going on the planet with, number one, our government, with the terrible fires that are happening in Australia, and we've certainly had them in California, with all the things that are happening on the planet, the rainforests are burning. Here's what we've been hearing from our clients and a lot of our listeners and even our friends, is that the times are so challenging and so painful that what automatically comes up instead of love is resistance. They're opposing this, what's going on. They want to oppose those forces. And what we've learned from our years of you and Divine Mother mentoring us has been that when we are in resistance, we're actually contributing to the very energy we would like to transform. So the only healing solution is love. Is that what you're talking about?
And to understand that when we are in a place where the things that we're observing that are a lot of the results of the unconsciousness that exists in this plane, and that unconsciousness we could also call the shadow of it all or the darkness of it all, and to understand that that has an energy to it, and part of that resistance is the desire to say no to that, but to perhaps consider that because we are more powerful if instead of saying no so much and holding firm to the resistance to the shadow, that we step into a larger yes to love, to mm-hmm. the light, to that which we are. And what happens in that is that when we drop the resistance and we motion into a yes, when we find ourselves drifting back, a lot of times simply just that habit and that intention to allow that energy of the light to be greater is enough to pull us out of kind of swimming in all that negativity.
Yeah, it's as we've always said over the years, where you put your focus, you know, that's what you get. You know, that's where your energy flows, as it were. And I think the point you're making is that the light is always there. Actually, it's everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that energy is always there. It's whether or not we will draw upon it or we will be aware of it that makes the difference.
And I want to clarify for our listeners so there's no confusion, Devana, when you're saying yes instead of no, which is a natural response because we want it to stop, you're not giving permission to the darkness. The yes you are saying is yes to what? Shedding light, love, loving, sending loving energy, say, to our world leaders, sending loving energy to those that are hateful and in pain. Is that what you're saying?
Or you're saying yes to this is part of it, but it's only part of it. It isn't the whole. In other words, move, and we're moving.
And that's the point. And I'm going to bring up a little bit of an example with that, because if you don't like, let's say, what's happening in our government, and the tendency is to get so focused with what is not right according to someone or oneself, and to really focus and put some energy into how wrong it is. And a lot of times we forget that it exists, there is purpose in its existence. We may not like it, we may not agree with it, but when we take our energy and we observe all of that and then we go to the light, when we go to the love, in that, when we go there, it all gets uplifted.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way to assist in that transformation is to uplift. And so the power of love, the power of the light to uplift the darkness, let's say, is immense. And we as beings of light have a lot of power to the light. We don't have as much power to the darkness.
Right.
And so what happens, and this is where the challenge comes, is we can get so embroiled in what's not right about something or how it's wrong that we'll take that energy of light that is us, and instead of uplifting with it, we somewhat contribute to the darkness with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you become the energy you hang in, is what I've always said. And, you know, with that, we are hanging with Dr. Devana Vedrì. This is Down to Earth Spirituality on Conscious Talk, and it's something that, you know, we have continued to do over the years, and it's become more and more important, so we will continue to do it this year. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and we'll be back after these messages with Dr. Devana Vedrì.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life, or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you'll feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And as we remind you, our schedule is now Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday right here on KKNW 1150. AM.
And also in HD, and we stream live, and we podcast at podcast1/conscious-talk as well. You can reach us on all of those different devices. Okay, we're here today with Dr. Devana Vedrí, and we're talking about love, the big mover. And we're now starting to get why you said the big mover, Devana, because you're really helping us to understand how to use our light, which is love, it's interchangeable, but how to actually use our light in the world, for ourselves, for each other, for the planet, for all of it. And you did say that the darkness serves a purpose, which we understand. We, after all, we're on a planet of polarity. So we're always going to have the dark and the light. But it seems like today, Devana, more and more people are downtrodden. They're desperate. They're angry. They're in pain. They're, you know, there's a lot of stress in the world. And a lot of people tend to move more, even though they don't want to, they move more toward contributing to the darkness in their own lives and the lives of others simply because of attitude, and I don't think they know for sure how to use their energy properly.
part of the understanding in terms of love is that when a person is feeling unhappy, one is better served to really look at what it is that they're feeling, why they feel that way, what is contributing to it, and then how to motion out of that unhappiness. Part of, and that would be a loving choice of transformation.
Mm-hmm.
But so often what occurs is that we try to push that away and to go directly to joy, to go directly to something different. And in that way, we're not acknowledging or honoring that which we are experiencing. And so to understand that when we go in consciously to look at why we feel so unhappy or disconnected, we're deepening into our own understanding of our own makeup, of our own choices, of what we have given power to. And that is informative. That is about bringing our consciousness, our light and awareness to that perhaps what we'll call darkness that we're sitting in. And so oftentimes when we do that, we will just feel better by doing that than by trying to talk ourselves out of being unhappy or to push the unhappiness away and decide, well, tomorrow I'm going to be joyful.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a great learning. There are gifts of understanding that sit in the unhappiness.
Mm-hmm.
And so to deny those gifts is like denying a part of yourself. And so this is where when you feel into your heart, and you feel into the love that is there, no matter how unhappy, no matter how joyless one might feel, how much apathy or fear is sitting there, there is still love through the heart.
Mm-hmm.
You can focus to it. You can grieve that maybe you can't feel it. But if you focus to it and you stay with it, what you will notice is that there is a lightening that occurs. Subtle often, but as it gets momentum and you stay with it and you just focus on that light and you focus on the love in your heart because it's there. Amongst all the anger, grief, sadness, pain, it's there. You focus to that over time and what you will find is that the other just starts to lighten. And as the other lightens, you'll notice that the thoughts change. And what's amazing in that is that nothing in the world externally in those moments is different, but how one feels about oneself changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that... Is it possible that it's changing because that's who we really are? You know, we're connecting more with our essence?
Yes, and we're allowing the love to be more important. But understand that part of what is in the exploration and consciousness is what is love?
Mm.
What does love have to do with the light? How does love express in a light? You see, as human beings, we have all sorts of rules around this.
Oh, yes.
Tons of rules.
Yes.
A lot that have nothing to do with love.
Right. And it really feels like in this timing, Devana, that we are learning a collective grand bunch of rules. You know, we're learning lessons, big lessons, as a collective and individually about what love really is. I mean, we can't be faced with so much darkness on the planet and not start to examine and explore and discover who we are in relationship to that and what we are in relationship to that, which is love. I mean, it feels to me like this is what's really up now for the collective, for humanity on this planet in this timing is love.
And so it would be useful to take everything you ever thought you ever knew ever about love
ever?
And throw it out the window.
Yes.
Just give it a toss.
Yeah. Yeah, because...
Well, maybe we've been
great here.
Right, because we've romanticized
defined it in so many different ways.
Ways, and we are, Devana, we are confused about what real love is.
So if we started to define it as the essence of the universe, you know, from an energetic point of view, would we be correct?
What I'm going to suggest around that is to consider that every time we define it, we limit it.
Right.
Mm.
And so to consider that we go by what feels correct in our systems, in our hearts, because it will be different for each individual.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things in terms of this timing is there are many, many opportunities that are going to show themselves that are opportunities to deepen in the heart and to deepen in the love. And so the less defined we are other than our own heart compass, we'll say, to let that be what drives us, what moves us, and to keep as much as we can out of our heads about what is a kind and loving thing to do, because every situation is unique.
Mm. Yeah, you know, it sounds a lot like the discussions over the centuries about the name God. Should we name God? Should we not name God? Which name we're going to do? Mm-hmm. Not, you know, I don't like your name. Mm-hmm. You don't like my name. Yadda, yadda, yadda. And what we come down to is its experience.
Yes. And let us not forget that in our evolution as a collective, over something as simple as the name of God, we have fought wars. We are still mm-hmm. fighting wars
mm-hmm.
over this religion or that religion or what being is superior and all of those things. And that's because it went to the mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the battle sits in the mind.
Yes, and we are going to continue that conversation and dig in a little deeper there, because you are listening to Conscious Talk, and today we're here with Dr. Devana Vedrí in our Down to Earth Spirituality segment. We're talking love, the big mover. We have a lot more to come on that. Please stay with us. You're going to learn a lot and hopefully open up your hearts a little more. We'll be right back.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food. due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's insignificant. What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back, folks, and thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, and for tuning in. And we are tuning inward, as we do on this show. Every time we broadcast, we're asking ourselves to go inward and to really sit with the essence, spirit of who we are. And Dr. Devana Vedre has been teaching us for years on this show ways in which we can tune in. And these are practical, down-to-earth ways to live it each day in your life. And the theme for today is love the big mover. And Devana, we're learning about how we contribute, discover, and learn about love for ourselves and each other. And you said it's going to be different for each one of us.
Yes, and the motion forward is learning to trust your own knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Learning to trust your heart in the big things and in the little things.
Mm-hmm. And to get out of our heads, right?
Yes. And to understand that we have an opportunity to deepen in our trust and in our knowing if we will take the risk. Mm-hmm. And taking the risk can look like having a misunderstanding, let's say, with a family member, and really realizing that it needs more conversation. There needs to be more understanding. Was remembering two siblings that I was working with one of them, and the one said, "Oh, we're good," you know, and had to get off the phone. And the other sibling was like, "Well, actually, I wasn't really done with that conversation." Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, well, good. Good to know. And what do you want to do about it? And normally that person would just move on. If the sibling moved on, she would move on. And it was like, no, actually, I don't think moving on serves us. And so she made a change, and she took the risk to deepen into the conversation and to say what she needed to say in it. And that was a kind and loving choice for her.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that we often talk to our clients about, especially, I presume there was some kind of a difficult conversation going on here, but
yes,
the preparation for that kind of conversation is to breathe into your heart, get you out of your mind. But you can have very difficult conversations and real disagreements about things, but without it turning to a negative energy, by making sure that it comes from your heart. So I gather that's what you're talking about. That's why love would be the mover of those kinds of difficult situations.
And to understand that a lot of times we think that a loving choice is a choice that goes along, or a choice that creates agreement, or a choice that avoids disruption or conflict, and yet that's not necessarily the case. You can make the most kind and loving choice and end up having a very difficult disagreement, confrontation with someone because you never spoke before, because you didn't give yourself the permission to do that. And yet it was just what was warranted for, let's say, your freedom and another person's freedom. Mm-hmm. And the difference is that you stay with it until you get to the other side, because you will get to the other side if your desire and your prayers, when you go into a difficult conversation, are that there is deeper understanding and resolution and peace within the heart at the end of it. You will find, if you stay with it, that you will be guided to that place.
Yeah, I think, you know, what's real important about what you just said is that's how you go through it. And actually get to finish it and not spend the next 10 years, you know, brewing about it, brooding about it, that kind of a thing. It's important where you come from and how you motion those things. They'll still be difficult, perhaps, but without all of the side effects. It's almost like not taking a pharmaceutical drug. Well, hang on, folks. We're here with Dr. Devana Vedre. This is Down to Earth Spirituality and Conscious Talk, and we'll be back after these messages.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits.
Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Cardiovascular, Blood Pressure Health, Cholesterol, and Circulation Formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today. Available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
To find the Kyolic formula right for you, go to Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where meditation is our medication.
Decades ago, Dr. O'Hara developed a formula for optimal human health, a blend of superfoods and live bacteria, naturally fermented for 3 years, encapsulated to deliver prebiotics, probiotics, and most importantly, postbiotics to your digestive system, aiding digestion, increasing absorption of essential nutrients, supporting the immune system, and unleashing the healthier, happier you. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, 100% vegetarian, non-GMO, free of artificial additives, chemicals, preservatives, or colorings, dairy and gluten-free. Dr. O'Hara himself proclaimed in 1974, each capsule of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is filled with our passion and hope for bringing health and long life to all 7 billion people on Earth. And today, his legacy lives on, making Dr. O'Hara's probiotics a world leader in superior probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. Yes, you are listening to Conscious Talk, and we're so glad that you are still with us. You know, many of you have been with us for many years, and now we're on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So spread the word. We are here. We are continuing the work. And so glad to be learning along with you. And, of course, this is Down to Earth Spirituality. We are in session, as I like to say, with Dr. Devana Vedrea. And we're talking about love and love as the big mover.
So, Devana, you know, love is the answer. And we know this. You know, just about everybody we talk to, this is what we kind of respond with. You'll say something and they go, I know. And yet, and yes, and you know what I mean, that frustration. I know, except there's not really a lot of times any action taken on the knowing, and it's not enough to know, is it? We have to act upon our knowing.
And what that tells you is that truly the person doesn't know.
Yes.
The thing that we all don't know and we're learning and we're expanding into is we don't really know the power of love.
Mm.
We know it is a concept. We've had some amazing experiences around it in our lives, but to really know it, to trust it at the level of deeply surrendering to it and receiving it and sharing it, that pretty much makes everybody quake in their boots.
Mm-hmm.
For the fears of being rejected or not understood or feeling like we did it wrong or that we're going to harm someone. Mm-hmm. I mean, the list of why not is tremendously big.
Yes, and one of the big ones in that list, Devana, is that I'm not good enough or I'm not deserving enough. Those seem to be the two biggies that stop people dead in their tracks, is that they don't know the power of the love that they are, but number two, they don't feel they deserve to know or really are it, or that possibly they're not good enough to know it or deserve to know it.
Yes, and when that is brought forth and they say, well, I don't feel worthy, you know, just simply asking someone, well, how does it feel to not feel worthy?
Mm-hmm.
And generally the answer is not very good.
Right.
It's like, okay, well, do you want to feel differently about that? And generally the answer is yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the motion is to let that go. And so often those ways that we hold those concepts are the ways that we take and put up our hand to the divine and say, I don't want any more of what you are offering me. That's ultimately what we're saying.
Yes, we're saying that.
And when we really understand that, we will put our hand down. But we get that so contorted that a lot of times we don't see us ourselves with our hand up. We see the divine as not giving us any attention.
Right. Right. Or not giving to us, period.
Well, and isn't this why we always have these discussions? It is what we are doing. This is what we need to understand. It's our internal landscape. We are the creators of our experience.
Mm-hmm. Someone put it to me one time, Devana, we stand at the gate, but we don't understand that the gate has been fully open to us, but we're guarding it with our life, and all we have to do is step aside. We are the ones that are stopping any motion, any movement through that gate. There's no one protecting it or keeping us away but us.
Yes. And we do that in some amazingly intricate and
very
confusing
clever
ways.
Yeah, we're very clever.
How could we not see ourselves as brilliant?
Yeah.
Because, you know, we are so brilliant at avoidance.
Right. And so the beauty of now, with the shifts that are occurring and the opportunities, is to understand, to just throw away what you thought. If you thought you were unworthy, let it go. If you thought that you couldn't have something, let it go. You don't know. We're in a new day and a new time and a new decade and a new possibility. And things are available now in a way that they've not been available before.
Yeah.
So the more that you can let go of all your preconceived ideas, even of who you think you are and what you think you can do in this life, let it go. And turn your attention to your heart, to expanding your heart, to expanding what feels right to you, expanding into the love within you. And if you are wanting to expand that more and know that more, then that's what you ask for. And in that opening, and in the actions that come and the promptings that come, to have the courage to take the action, you will find that your feet will be upon a pathway filled with new possibilities, and that the old can truly just drop away, fall off the shoulders. And the struggle, the efforting that has been so much a part of the journey up till now, can fall away. It doesn't mean that it's effortless, but it can be experienced with more wind under your wings.
Yeah, maybe we need to change that old expression from ask and you shall receive to you're not going to receive unless you ask.
Yeah,
you know, shifts it around to where who's responsible here.
Yes, and to allow that, and so to let the day be new, to let yourself be new within the day. If you don't like the story you're hearing in your mind, change it. Because so often, especially in this timing, everyone is probably noticing that the story is only surviving on very rusted scaffolding.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yes.
It is old. It's an old story.
Yes, it is.
And so you really can just, like, take out that last bolt and let it fall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's all that's really holding it up, and let yourself be new.
Yes. In other words, change your story. We keep storing the same ones over and over, and we can change it any time we decide to. Anytime.
And to let the story be something that you love.
Yes.
And to spend one's time in the imaginings of the heart open, the spirit more free. Mm-hmm. What do you want to create? What do you want to step toward? Allow yourself to dream of possibilities that maybe you came in with and you just tucked them away because it all seemed just a little too hard. Mm-hmm. Bring those back out. Take a look. See if there's still something that you would like. And if they are, then say yes. Allow those possibilities to bloom.
Well, let's hear everybody say yes.
Yes. This is a beautiful message for 2020. And if we really want it different, we are the ones that will make it different, create it differently.
Yes.
Well, Devonna, as always, thank you. Thank you so very much. Love these messages. And folks, thank you as always. Have a beautiful day. And we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you. This is Conscious Talk, where zero point is the point of it all.
Hi, I'm Sam, executive coach and host of the Imperfection Wins Show. Join me on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. on KKNW 1150 for a journey into opening up to vulnerability, letting go of perfection, and embracing the uniqueness within all of us. My unique perspective on compassion and kindness and my focus on developing deep connections with others will leave you encouraged and refreshed. For more information about me or the show, visit samwilling.com.